There are still many questions about how law enforcement responded to the shooting at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. To get some answers, media organizations, including NPR, have asked for tapes of the 911 calls and other recordings. So far, authorities have not released that audio, only edited transcripts. Doing more, they say, would re-victimize the survivors. But one recording of that night has surfaced, and NPR's Martin Costi says it paints a picture of emergency workers calmly trying to cope with chaos.
This is the radio dispatch for the Orlando Fire Department, which includes emergency medical services. The recording was made by Broadcastify.com. It's a company that streams radio scanners from around the country. It's missing the first hour of the attack, though. Broadcastify blames a server glitch. So when the recording starts at 2:57 a.m., the EMS units are already positioning themselves near the nightclub.
I have a ballistic vest here for any of our individuals that are entering the red zone.
And there you can hear the new thinking in American EMS, that medics should get closer to active shooter scenes, the red zone, even if it means ballistic vests. And at around 3:30 a.m., the danger seemed all around them as they got reports of a shooter at the nearby hospital where they were taking the patients, Orlando Regional Medical Center.
This is OMC. We have the shooter currently inside OMC. We cannot take any more. We're on lockdown.
That report was later proved false. Then, for the next couple of hours, things slowed down as police negotiated with the shooter by phone. The EMS incident commander, District Fire Chief Brian Davis, used the time to keep fine-tuning his preparations, lining up rolling gurneys, arranging the vehicles, and getting the units to count off.
Engine 5-1-101.
A few more victims trickled out of the club, and then, a few minutes past 5, things suddenly started to move.
Chief, is that us?
They could hear as the police used explosives and an armored car to bust through the club's wall.
That was a breach. That was a breach.
But that didn't mean the danger was over. 13 minutes later, they were still hearing shots fired.
Command all units, position of cover behind your apparatus. Position of cover, all personnel. If I can see your face, you're not in a position of cover.
And then finally, the flood of victims.
We've been given a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 patients. Where do you want us to go? I have 1, 2 that are trauma alerts and 3 stables.
Those numbers kept rising. Within minutes, the EMS commander's careful plans for triage and transport started to yield to improvisation by the Orlando police.
Okay, they've had some victims come out. Apparently, OPD's loaded a few of them up in a pickup truck and just driven them direct to ORMC. We're trying to get them to come through treatment so that we can triage accordingly. But just be aware.
Check, I've had 2 arrive by pickup.
And yet on the radio, things remained professional, as the scene commander quickly set up more triage and moved medics to where the victims were going. 45 minutes after the breach, the flood began to ebb, and EMS could start thinking more about their own safety again.
They were being advised by OPD. They want us 1,000 feet away from the scene, so we're going to break this thing down and go back to the original treatment area.
Confirming you have no patients over there this time.
No patients, but they do want us 1,000 feet away from the scene.
They moved back as the police swept the area for possible explosives or other attackers. Threats that didn't materialize, but which could easily have been there, in what American rescue workers have now come to call the red zone. Martin Costi, NPR News.